Hey everybody, welcome back to Fresh and Confused, where we talk about things that we're confused about or just controversial things and whatever. It changes every time I do this, but I'm back from a much needed vacation, which is why I haven't been really active as of lately, but I am trying to get back into it because I really enjoy this app and I really enjoy, you know, interacting with people who, you know, create content just as much as I do and have different interests. It's a lot of fun for me. Today's topic isn't as controversial as my other topics have been because it's something that you either agree with or you don't. Well, and some people just don't really know what it is or whatever. I'm gonna explain it. So today's topic is ASMR, which is auditory or automated or something. I don't know what it is. It's a whole acronym and it stands for something really scientific, which isn't that complicated really. It's just that you get basically tingles, like, you know those head massagers when people, they have like little spikes and they put it down on your head and you feel like this weird like chill and rush down your spine where it's like these little tingles, or when people touch your hair, or for me, for example, I get those just watching people concentrate. If I see somebody, you know, drawing art or writing or doing anything like that, I get these weird tingles. And a lot of people think that this is gross, and some people even think it's sexual, and I hear that some people do that, but ASMR is not meant to be sexual at all. So people are grossed out by most ASMR when they don't know about it, or when they don't feel the tingles, because they can't relate. Now, I was one of those people who was like, ew, ASMR, that's disgusting, I never want to listen to that again, that's, wow, that's creepy, why is this woman whispering in my ear and telling me these weird things and tapping on things? And I was just totally turned off by it. So I understand why people hate it, and I just think it's that people don't give it a try, or what they see isn't what they like, because there are different triggers, and a trigger is basically something that makes you get the tingles or whatever. And not everybody gets the tingles, and not everybody gets their tingles the same way as other people do. And it took me a while before I even knew that I could get anything like that, because I first found out about ASMR through Instagram, where people were putting their fingers in slime, and I really, really hated that. I mean, I was so repulsed by it because I just don't like the sound of people's fingers and like this slimy thing, and it just sounded like farting noises, and I was annoyed. I ended up giving it a shot because I was, you know, getting recommended to different videos on YouTube, and I don't know, I was like, okay, now that I understand it a little better, because I looked up what it was about, and because I really wanted to understand why some people enjoyed it as much as they did and why some people really, really disliked it and just didn't want to try it at all. And I don't know, I tried to look for sounds that really, really, you know, interested me, and sounds that actually do make me tingle, because I don't know what other word to use, in day-to-day life, you know, instances. So I really enjoy the sound of scissors, so I looked up an ASMR scissors thing, and it's funny because I was like, oh, who's gonna post a video of, you know, scissors closing and stuff or whatever, and cutting hair, and I doubt anyone's gonna post that, but there's actually plenty of videos online, and if you think that there's a sound you like and you believe, oh, that's not gonna exist out there, you'd be surprised, because a lot of people share the same trigger as you, and it can be pretty relaxing if you get into it. So yeah, I think ASMR is really interesting, and I see that a lot of people find it therapeutic for their different mental disorders and things, and I don't think people should be that turned away from it. And if for any instance they don't have a trigger, they don't feel relaxed by it, they really, really don't like it after looking into it, then I don't think they should turn people away because they like it, because it does turn out to be really good for certain people, and I think that we should be, you know, praising the people that get help from it, because getting help is really hard sometimes. So, you know, leave any other topics down below in the little comment thing, or shout me out, or let me know. I don't know. Let me know if you enjoyed this, and give me your comments and things. Bye.